In today's module, we're talking about intuition, and we're talking about awakening more of the presence of your inner guidance system. Because I believe everyone is intuitive. I believe we all have access to deeper wisdom beyond the thinking of our mind, and deeper wisdom beyond needing to look outside of ourselves for guidance and wisdom. Because when we're not tuning in to hear our own inner voice, to listen for our own inner knowing, to feel for that gut instinct, to listen to what our body's saying, to listen to what our higher guidance is saying, we will either be going to our mind, so to our logical thinking, to try to make decisions and figure things out, or we will look outside of ourselves for that guidance. We will ask other people's opinions, we'll look at other people, what other people are doing, we will compare, we will follow societal expectations, what we should do, what we need to do, what we have to do. But in order to live in your power, in order to be fully honoring yourself, walking your unique path, having everything work out for you in the way that it's meant to, flowing with life and being guided, we want to drop out of living just from the logical mind. We want to take our attention off needing to get that guidance and that information and that certainty outside of yourself, and we want to find it within. Now, everything we've been doing in Slow Down and Tune In up until this point has been leading you to a place of being able to have the inner space and the self-connection to hear. And maybe you do already hear your inner guidance. Maybe you do already get little intuitive hits. And it doesn't have to be anything like hearing a voice. Sometimes we think hearing our intuition is about needing to hear a voice. Really, and we've already talked a little bit about body wisdom, really it's just about feeling for, I think intuition is quite a feeling-based process, feeling for your truth, feeling for your inner knowing, feeling for and listening for a voice within you that feels loving, encouraging, and supportive, that is leading you, guiding you, showing you what to do, telling you what is right for you. And we've all had those times and experiences where we felt that. We may have had knowings around things that we don't have any logical explanation to. We just knew. We just had a gut instinct. We just had a feeling. Or we could hear what our mind was telling us and we could hear what other people were saying, but when we really listened in, we knew what was the right thing for us to do. That's your intuition. And I believe we all have access to it. And the beginning point to awakening more of your intuition and strengthening your connection with it is believing that you are intuitive. I want you to simply just make that decision that you are being guided, that you have access to inner guidance, and you have access to your own intuition on everything, your own inner truth on everything, your own inner voice. Start by believing that, because I believe that's the first step to deepening this connection. Because if you don't believe in this, how can you possibly receive it more? How can you possibly strengthen your connection to it? That intuitive voice isn't going to continue to speak to you if you keep saying, oh no, I'm not intuitive, I don't believe this exists, this is just airy-fairy stuff. But I have found the more that I believed in it, the more that I chose to believe that I was receiving guidance and being guided, the stronger I heard that voice and the more frequently it communicated to me. And so when I would get little feelings or hunches or knowings on things, I would say, that's my intuition, I'm being guided. That's my inner voice communicating with me. The more that I validated it, the stronger it became. And we're going to talk in video 3 about really how to strengthen your relationship to your intuition. But where I want you to start is with the belief that you are intuitive. I want you to take that on board. Just choose to believe that. And I want you to reflect over any time in your life where you've had this gut instinct, this knowing, this just inner voice that's spoken to you, this inner feeling, something that's defied logic around something you should do or a knowing around a situation. I want you to reflect on those times. And the more that you can find evidence of examples through your life of times that you've experienced this guidance, again, the more you will believe in it. And I also want you to think about how your intuition communicates to you, because there's so many different ways we can receive these hits of inner wisdom. Again, it can be through the body, a real gut knowing, a feeling in your belly or your chest. Your body might just feel very strong and solid and certain around something. It might be like a pull, like your heart feels a leap and a pull and a desire and just a, oh, yes, this is what's right for me. You might feel a shutting down and a contraction, which is a very clear no. You might actually, you know, I hear a little voice sometimes that communicates to me, or I see images that show me things that are messages that I'm being shown. Or we see around us synchronicities, those little universal synchronicities, seeing angel numbers, seeing we were just thinking about something and suddenly it appears. We were thinking about a person and then they call us. It's those little synchronicities as well that show us that we are living in connection with the universe. And that there are messages and guidance and there is wisdom coming through to us at all times. All we have to do is open up to receive it. And all we have to do, as we've been doing through this whole course, is take our focus off the external and tune more deeply into ourselves, get more familiar with how everything feels in our body, our inner messages feel. And we need to stop consulting our mind all the time, drop out of the mind, come more into a feeling space and ask us what feels right to us. So living from your intuition, I'll talk about this more in our next video around living intuitively, but this is where we stop looking outside of ourselves for answers and we tune in for our inner guidance instead. We stop looking outside of ourselves for certainty and we trust in what we feel. We stop needing the proof with our eyes and we start following what we feel and know even when we have no proof. Rather than getting lost in our thinking and try to figure out things up there, we stop, we make space within and we hold space to listen for our inner guidance. We stop disconnecting, staying busy, avoiding our truth, our feelings, what we know, and we slow down enough to sit with ourselves and pay attention. And we stop disconnecting by thinking we are just this little human being. That's all we are. We're just this little human being. We start believing that we're a spiritual being having a human experience, and that even though we are here in this physical body and here in this physical world, we're still connected to the spiritual plane and we can still tune in to receive guidance from a higher part of ourselves that is always going to be supporting and guiding us through this physical life that we're living. We have a team of angels, we have a higher self, and we have our inner wisdom to draw on. So choose to take that on as a belief. That is my starting practice to you. Even if you're a little bit skeptical, take it on as a belief, and whatever you believe, you'll see, and you'll start to see proof and evidence of just how guided and supported you are.